Welcome to HKU. My name is Yuri. I used to be a photography student here.
I'm Esme, and I'm currently studying arts and economics.
Together, we are the hosts of the HKU Student Wellbeing Podcast.
Yes, and in this special episode of the podcast, it's all about you as a new international student.
To give you an idea of what it's like to start your student life here, we went on a tour through the city and cycled past several HKU locations. There we spoke with students and staff from many different programs and academies.
We talked about study tips, what it's like to move and study abroad, the challenges that come with it, but also the exciting things, like places to explore and ways to meet new, like-minded people, and much more. So make sure to keep listening, because after this episode, you'll be ready for the new academic year.
Hello, welcome to the canteen of the conservatory. My name is Eleni, I am from Greece. Before coming here, I used to live in Athens, which is the capital city, and it has around 5 million people. So yeah, for me that was a pretty big change to come and live in Utrecht. However, I think the city is very lively and you can actually find whatever you are searching for here.
Hi, my name is Mariana. I study Musician 3.0 at the conservatory. I'm a second year. And I also come from Athens, Greece. But actually, before I came to study in Utrecht, I lived in The Hague because I was doing my prep year for classical violin. Before that, I did live in Athens. And then after that, I wanted to change a bit of music directions. And now I'm kind of here. Some tips that I would highly recommend for people coming from abroad mainly is you have to do a little bit of research and building blocking here. So, very important. If you're from Europe, you can get Duo. That's student financing. It can help you support your study. Living in the Netherlands is not cheap. Finding an apartment here, it's definitely not cheap. You're going to be looking around 400 to 700 euros. Yes, I'm keeping it real. So if you can get extra money from the government, please do that. Also, you can support your traveling, because most likely you're not going to find a place in Utrecht unless if you have like a budget like I do. So and the trains are also ridiculously expensive. So for me, it would take around 20 euros every day, five times a week, 100 euros a week, times four, 400 euros a month. So if you can get the money from the government to pay your shit, please do that.
Where can they find it?
Where can you find it? So you're going to go to My Duo, D-U-O, and then you can see if you're eligible for Duo. Now, if you're outside of the EU, I would say find a student who's from outside the EU to give you tips, because I cannot really help you here. Make sure that you have some time to get to know people. There's wonderful people around here, and from all the departments, don't be afraid. If you're doing classical music, don't be afraid to reach a jazz and pop musician. If you're 3.0, don't be afraid to reach a classical or historical department. Like, it's a very tight community, and it can be really beautiful that we can actually just get along together and be all together.
Eleni, for you, what is something you would have liked to know before starting your studies at HKU?
So there are a lot of practical things that the HKU has to offer, and I didn't know about it before. So besides your main subject teacher, who is the most important person for your studies here, so we have the coaches, and we also have student counselors that can actually help you with your studies and guide you. In this field. Also, there are some practical things like the health insurance, for example, that you can actually get money from the government for it. So, as long as you work here in the Netherlands, then you have to be, you have to have an insurance company. You can search this online. There are many options, and you get to choose what your insurance company will be. And then you can apply for a reimbursement. So eventually you don't get to pay as much as it first seems like. So I think that's important, because at the beginning it was very stressful, you know, to both get at the work environment and also at the conservatory studying. So these practical things, I think they are important. Yeah, and before coming here, I didn't have a clear idea how studying here would be, but yeah, knowing that there are a lot of places for students, and actually the population of Utrecht is quite young, everyone is studying here mostly. So it's really nice to know that you can actually have a nice social life here. There are places like Pothouse that the conservatory is working with, and the Jazz and Pop or the 3.0 students get to have gigs there every Tuesday and Thursday. So it's nice.
Pothouse.
Pothouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now the
Pothouse. Yeah, at the canal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to know that you can actually build friendships and network by attending, you know, events like these.
My name is Athanasia. I am a classical pianist. I am finishing up my master's. And when I got here, it was a shock in every respect. I would have liked to know that it will be a shock and it will be hard, but this is a very nice place to be shocked and intrigued and surprised, because ultimately it was fine for me, it was safe.
I also wanted to say as a tip that there is Parnassos, which is a cultural center where you can actually pay a very small fee per year and you can get rooms to practice, because sometimes finding a room in the conservatory can be hard, so there are alternatives, and that's nice to know.
My name is Dane, I am 19 years old and I study at Fine Arts in Pasto at HKU.
You're now in your first year. What is something you would have liked to know before starting your first year?
I would have liked to know that the assignments that you get are usually way more open than you think they are, which means that you can also just take creative liberty when you have the feeling, oh, I don't want to do this specific assignment. So it's way more open than you might think.
Is there something else about the location Pasto that you would like to share with students?
It's a really nice location, Pasto, because it's a very open space. You have a lot of places to work, and there's just a lot of creative people in here. So it can get quite chaotic, but that's also kind of the fun of it.
And are there any specific spots, things to see, things to do in Utrecht for future HKU students that you would like to share?
There's this one spot called the Nijverheid, which is a really known one, and it's just a really nice space. There's a restaurant and there's a lot of creative people there that you can also meet, and it's a nice spot. And in the location itself, you often have posters and invitations for parties and stuff like that, so you will find your way.
At Tivoli, there's a jam session every Thursday night. Now, that's mainly jazz-oriented, so it would be maybe useful if you know some jazz repertoire, but I think you can just go and play. And it's a lot of conservatory students go there, so it's also a nice place to mingle, mainly jazz and pop students, but it's still very cool. I would say a really nice cafe, bar, cinema near the school is Springhaver. Really nice place, good vibes. I would say we chill a lot at the canteen during the day with like students. You can literally find everybody here. The thing is that also I don't live in Utrecht, so I cannot give the best advice where to hang out. I can tell you just where I hang out with my friends. So Springhaver, there's another bar called Lebowski. Really cool vibes, really cool music, nice drinks, nice food. Next to it, there's also Bada Bing, really nice place too. There's parks everywhere you can go. And I would say, yeah, just like there's online agendas for Utrecht events, so then you can see what you're interested in. You want to go to a play, you want to go to a movie, you want to go clubbing, you want to go dancing. Just look into it, don't be afraid. And yeah, there's always also events organized by conservatory students. So check it out and go meet people. Like, meet people, don't stay alone.
Hello, Yuri. Thank you, first of all, for inviting me for this podcast. My name is Susanna Pedrosa, and I'm a coordinator for internationalization and portfolio holder for diversity, equity, and inclusivity at HKU. And my role regarding international students is, together with the student affairs team, to welcome new students, provide them with guidance about how to get settled in the Netherlands, and provide activities which stimulate inclusivity and integration for international students.
That's great. We will get to the activities later. You mentioned getting settled in Utrecht. Let's talk about the first day. You're an international student and you've just arrived in the Netherlands. It's your first week. What happens and how are they made to feel welcome here?
Well, your first week is designed to help you settle in and get acquainted with HKU, the other fellow students, and the city of Utrecht. During the welcome program organized by Student Affairs and the internationalization team, you'll receive practical information about studying and living in the Netherlands, meet staff members and other international students, and learn where to go for support. And we will also introduce you to BuddyGo Dutch, which is a platform that helps international students meet Dutch students and vice versa, and also the Erasmus Student Network, which is a nonprofit international student organization whose mission is to provide opportunities for cultural understanding and self-development under the principle of students help students. Next to it, your academy will also organize its own introduction activities for regular bachelor and master students. And this is where you'll meet teachers, classmates, and study leaders, get familiar with the curriculum, and start building connections within the HKU community. So we try to make sure that students feel welcomed, informed, and part of HKU from day one. This is at least what we aim for.
And you mentioned the BuddyGo Dutch program and the one from the university. Do students get in contact with only HKU students or is it just in Utrecht?
No, it's in Utrecht. So these are platforms, and this is the interesting thing, where students can meet with other students from other universities in Utrecht.
So first you get settled in Utrecht and then you get to meet your teachers and all the staff at HKU, fellow students.
Yes, well, it happens a bit in parallel because this is how we build up the introduction program, so that at the same time you get acquainted with the school, HKU, also with Utrecht and also with fellow students within HKU and outside.
And is the introduction program the same for everybody, for international students and also exchange students?
Well, actually not. It's good that you mentioned this. So we have two different dates. We have a date on Friday, the 24th of August, is the meeting for exchange international students. And for regular bachelor and master students, it will be on Monday, the 31st of August. So there's two different meetings because exchange students and regular students have different needs.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And exchange students are here for only 1 year usually, and the other international students are completing a full bachelor or master's.
Yes, and sometimes also exchange students come to special programs like international minors, while regular students, they come to the actual regular curriculum. So there is a difference, yes.
So before the new international students arrive here, what are some practical things they really need to sort out? Maybe housing, insurance, a visa?
Yes, the main practical matters are arranging your housing, health insurance, visa or residence permit if required. And then once you arrive, registering with the municipality. The biggest challenge for many students is actually housing. So Utrecht is a wonderful student city, but there is significant housing shortage. So finding a room can take time and effort. We strongly encourage students to start looking as early as possible and to use reliable housing platforms. There are some rooms available for students, but often these are not enough, and students need to find other options within private housing. HKU has a page on the student portal where they can find tips. We've sent the link during the meeting for exchange students, and we will send it again also during the introduction week.
To all international students.
Meanwhile, this year, because there's only how much we can do, but we are always trying to find solutions and to help out. So this year we launched a Discord server called HKU Housing Club, where you can find some tips, and we hope to become a meeting point for students who are looking for housing to meet and share resources and experiences. Apart from that, most practical matters can be managed step by step with information and guidance provided by HKU, with a broad team, and sometimes also with a portfolio holder for internationalization from each academy.
Okay, so each academy has an appointed person who can help international students?
Yes. So normally the students have always more contact with one teacher or tutor. But in addition to that, each academy has someone who is responsible for internationalization. And this person, the portfolio holder, they stay in touch with us, the coordinators of internationalization, and we are in touch with the student affairs. So we try to have this kind of circle to welcome people. Yes, yes.
And how do students get into the Discord server?
I will send, some for the exchange students. There was already a welcome pre-departure meeting where I've shared it. And with the other students, we will be sending an email, and also during the introduction meeting, will get.
Yeah, it's being taken care of.
Yes, if they are interested, also they can send me an email.
And the whole program is in English, is that correct?
Well, it depends. So for the regular students, some programs are in English in the master's. For exchange students, not always. Sometimes there's an international minor, other times not. So it's important to mention that not all programs for exchange students are in English, but in the cases of the Dutch programs, there are buddy systems where colleagues can help, and also the tutors give extra support to international students. And also next to it, once or twice a year, we offer a Dutch language course, which can help students having the first contact with the language.
And the course, they can find it on the student portal.
Yes, yes. The exchange, for the exchange within each academy, it's described there exactly which courses they can follow, the grading system, and all of that. And also for the regular students, when they apply for the bachelor or for the master's, they know exactly. There's a course description with everything about the program.
And some studies like fine art, I know there's a big group of international students there. Don't they get classes taught in English?
Yes, so we actually have two groups for the Dutch course. One is for exchange students, and the other is for regular bachelor and master students. One thing I would say, and they will receive an email about this, but when the course opens, please register as soon as possible if you're interested, because the courses are very quickly full. There's a lot of interest, and we try not to have large groups so that the students can learn more. So there's always a waiting list. But also, the Erasmus Student Network also offers Dutch courses.
And when you arrive as an English-speaking person in the Netherlands, I think many people will start speaking English automatically with you.
Well, that's the great thing and the difficult thing. I was also once an international student, so I also don't come from the Netherlands. And when you arrive, you feel very welcome because everyone speaks English. But at the same time, if you want to learn Dutch, you need to make an effort because in this sense, Dutch people are very accommodating and they very quickly switch to English. So in a moment when you want to learn the language, it's nice that you try to speak Dutch as much as possible, because it gives you access to culture, to Dutch humor, to different things that you don't have access if you don't speak Dutch.
So are all classes taught in Dutch or in English, or is there a mix between the two?
Okay, so for international students, we have the exchange students and the regular students, right? For the exchange students, some academies have minors which are in English, others not. And in these cases, there is a buddy system where colleagues can help each other, and also the tutors give extra support to international students. For the regular students, you have the bachelor's and the master's. The master's, you have a fine art sonography, and with the conservatorio, these masters are in English. And with the bachelor's, some courses are in English and some are in Dutch. But in any case, you'll find this information on the student portal. So when you're going to apply for a course, whether it's an exchange program or as a regular student, you'll see there everything about the course that you're going to follow, including the language.
That's great. It's great. And if they have a question, who can they... You already said it, but it's never a bad thing to...
They can contact Team Abroad and also the academy itself. If they have questions, there's always someone who is responsible for answering questions from prospective students.
Great. I also have something to add, actually, to the to feeling at home. In Utrecht and at HKU, we also have a program. It's called Feeling at Home at HKU, and it's being guided by the two coaches of HKU. We have coaches who you can talk to about your studies or when something at home is being in the way of you having a great time here. And they also organize these meetings called Feeling at Home at HKU. Later, more information about that will be available on the portal. But it's good to keep in mind that there are also group sessions.
Fantastic, fantastic. And within the internationalization team, inclusivity is a very important part of what we do. So, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, we had a work session with international students to receive feedback about the challenges that they were facing. So we are currently working on improving integration and inclusivity for international students within HKU.
What do you hope an international students feel by the end of their first year at HKU? And maybe you have some tips for encouragement for someone who's starting their studies and is maybe feeling a little nervous?
First of all, I hope that by the end of the first year, students feel confident, connected, and proud of what they have achieved. Moving abroad and studying in a new environment takes courage, and that experience helps you grow, both personally and professionally. If you're feeling a bit nervous right now, that's completely understandable. Almost every international student feels that. Before arriving and upon arrival, my advice would be try to prepare your trip and study plan as much as possible in advance. Stay curious, be open to new experiences, and give yourself time. You don't need to have everything figured out on day one. But hopefully, before you know it, Utrecht will start to feel like home. I'm personally very passionate about switching between languages, time zones, and life experiences. And I think that having the opportunity to live in a new country is one of the most enriching things in life. And we are here looking forward to meeting you, to welcoming you. So I believe we have a strong support system for international students and to help them overcome any challenges that they might find.
Thank you so much, Susanna, for sharing all of this with us. And we hope you have a great time studying at HKU.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure to be here, and we look forward to meet the new students.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the STUUL podcast.
If you enjoyed it, there's also a Dutch version available. We also have many other episodes covering a wide range of topics, so be sure to check those out as well when you have the time, on your favorite podcast platform.
You can find more information about the support HKU can offer during your studies on the HKU student portal. And if you have any more questions about student well-being, you can always send an email to studentenwelzijn@hku.nl.
See you in the next episode, and of course, we wish you lots of fun with your new studies.